Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're not in New York.
I'm in Atlanta this weekend.
What are you doing? You're in the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Why are you there?
Well, here in Atlanta, there's something called the Gathering for Gardner, which is in tribute to Martin Gardner. And it's a gathering of recreational mathematicians, puzzlers, magicians, and debunkers of pseudoscience.
Wow, recreational mathematicians. It's almost an oxymoron.
No, it genuinely is fun, believe me.
I believe you. And Martin Gardner used to write for, what was it, Scientific American,
Scientific American for years and years, and lots of books, too.
I remember reading him and seeing some of his work in Scientific American. Well, our work is not like his unless you have a math puzzle for us today. First, let's start with the challenge.
Math.
No math? Oh, yay.
Nope.
Repeat the challenge you gave everyone last week.
Yes, it came from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. I said, think of a seven-letter plural name of a common vegetable. The first four letters, reading forward, spell a word. And the last four letters, reading backward, spell a synonym of it. What vegetables are these?
What are you talking about? What is it?
Well, the vegetables are turnips, and inside are the words turn and spin.
Hmm. Well, we received over 2,000 responses to this challenge. Yeah, and our winner, chosen at random from the correct entries, is Adam Trotter. He joins us from Burlington, North Carolina. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in Burlington?
Well, I work at Duke at the Institute for Genome Sciences and Policy, and I work as a communications officer.
My goodness, words and science. Wow.
Yes.
Have you been playing Puzzle a long time?
A long time. I think I've been playing it at least 10 years, but this is the first time I've been selected. I'm very pleased.
Oh, and are you ready?
Yes, I sure am.
Oh, listen to him. He sure is. Well, Will, please meet Adam, and I think we are ready to play.
All right, Adam, well, next Thursday is April Fool's Day.
All right.
Although, you don't worry, today's puzzle doesn't have any tricks. Every answer is just a word of five or more letters that can be formed from the letters of April Fool. For example, if I said relating to the Arctic or Antarctic, you could say polar.
Okay.
All right, number one is the opposite of the ceiling.
Floor.
Floor is right. Number two, a mathematician's demonstration.
That would be proof.
Good. Weak, as an elderly person.
Feeble? No, let's see.
Five letters.
Five letters.
It does start with F.
Frail.
Frail is it. Disease prevented by the Salk vaccine.
Polio.
That's right. Fill in the blank. Rice blank. It's a side dish.
Pilaf.
Pilaf is right. Standoffish.
Standoffish.
Distant.
Aloof.
Aloof, good job. A natural talent or knack. Like someone might say, you have a blank for puzzles.
This one's eluding me.
It's also the brand name of a felt-tipped pen.
Oh, Pilot. No. That's not felt-tipped, but you can do Pilot.
Yeah,
I'm drawing
no
a little
tea,
blank.
No,
oh, there's
tea,
no tea,
though,
of course
April
you can't. Of course you can't, sorry.
And the word also means verve or panache.
Right, where does it begin?
No, don't. A little blank there.
It starts with an F.
An F.
Flare.
Flare is
flare.
A good
there
job. How about a large old book or manuscript?
Let's see. That would be... I want to say tome, but that's
yeah,
not right.
Yeah, there's no M, yeah.
Five letters and also starts with an F.
Folio. Oh,
folio is it. Something superfluous or a nice bonus. And it's often part of the phrase, no blank airline.
Frill.
No frill is right. And now we have six-letter answers. 1960s, 70s space program.
Apollo.
That's right. A large column supporting a building.
That would be pillar.
Uh-huh. Relating to roses, tulips, and so on.
Floral.
Good. The opposite of a tan.
Pallor.
Pallor, ooh, that was good. And your last one, it's a hyphenated word, having no amateurs. Like a sports magazine might name this kind of team.
All pro.
All pro is it.
Adam, nice work.
Thank you. That was great.
That's a fun puzzle to do, though. But sometimes moving the anagramming, moving the letters around, I just wasn't seeing it spatially.
Yeah, well, I've got it written down here in front of me, and I was doing the best I could with my head.
Well, so. The best is the best. I mean, you did really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Adam, what public radio station do you listen to?
WUNC Chapel Hill.
Wonderful station. Adam Trotter from Burlington, North Carolina. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you so much. You've made my day.
Oh, you've made ours. You've made ours. All right, Will, a challenge for everyone to make their day. What do you have?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Daniel Schur of New York City. Take the word exile, spell it in all capital letters with 13 matchsticks. The E's will have 4 matches each, the X and the L 2 matches each, and the I 1 stick. Now, move 1 matchstick so that the result spells something true. What is it? So again, exile with 13 matchsticks, move 1 matchstick to a new position, so that the result spells something true. What is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who this week joined us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, have fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.